This is an RNZ podcast.
On Tuesday morning, a pretty big local business story broke during Morning Report on RNZ National.
Infratil, the utilities investor, teaming up with a Canadian investment firm, Brookfield Asset Management, and they've built this consortium, and they're going to purchase Vodafone New Zealand for $3.4 billion. That announced by the Vodafone's UK parent company this morning.
Now, this is a big deal for both consumers and the whole economy, a $3.4 billion deal. And the company will now have a local owner in partnership with a company from Canada. Later that morning on RNZ's 9 to Noon, Catherine Ryan asked if that really matters.
What is the significance of this new ownership?
Oh, look, I think it can't be underplayed, the fact that a large multinational telco has decided to sell off its New Zealand business into New Zealand.
But that big business deal was not the one that generated the most discussion this past week in the media about local ownership. The day before the Vodafone deal, the sale of a company worth only about a tenth of that created just as many headlines. Tip Top had been scooped up by a foreign buyer, said Stuff, after a deal conducted under what the ODT described as a cone of silence. Now, granted, it is a story if New Zealand's biggest company, a dairy company, is somehow unable to make a buck out of ice cream in a country where people eat world-leading amounts of it, and apparently $1 out of every 44 we spend on food goes on frozen sweet treats. And Fonterra flipped Tip Top, they said, because they couldn't invest enough to move the company forward. The new owner of Tip Top then is Froneri, which almost spells foreign if you rearrange the letters, much to the chagrin of New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
Yes, but I didn't come on this program to talk about what we had to eat last night.
Well, I just wondered, do you have any ice cream for dessert?
No.
What's your problem? So here's the thing with Tip Top, right? So it's an alarming trend. Mark Patterson, member of your party, said this is an alarming trend. Do you agree with him, or is he overstating that?
Now, Winston Peters reckoned that Tip Top going offshore was bad economics and a sad day for the country. But Mike Hosking on News Talk ZB had already called that stance dangerous xenophobic crap and anti-economic nonsense.
Firstly, Tip Top has been owned locally and internationally for years. It really hasn't made a jot of difference to our ability to buy a trumpet, has it? And to be honest, no one really knows nor cares who owns what. Also, who did Froneri buy Tip Top from this time round? Fonterra. That would be a locally owned company.
But was Mike Hosking right that no one really cares who owns Tip Top so long as the trumpets keep on coming? Well, the law firm Minter Ellison Rudd Watts must think so, as it trumpeted its own role in sending the iconic brand offshore. When Morning Report took to the streets for punters' views, it got a mixed bag.
I support New Zealand. I like them to stay in New Zealand because they're selling everything to foreigners or like to outside New Zealand.
To be honest, I guess I don't have a strong opinion. I thought it was a bit of a shame. It's nice to keep stuff like that in New Zealand.
I think a lot of people will be disappointed because it's part of New Zealand identity.
It's just the way it is, isn't it? We're being bought out by these big multinationals.
It's a long time since the Maligan family owned the company, so you know, times change. You've got to accept, you know, you roll on.
Now, that guy was right about that, and Mike Hosking was right about Tip Top being owned offshore in the past as well. But maybe you can't blame people for being confused about that based on what they were hearing in the media.
I'm a bit sad about Tip Top being sold to Australia. I suppose it's just a fact of life, but it's been in New Zealand since the 30s. Now, we've flogged it off to the Aussies, and they'll claim it as their own, as they do with all our most successful exports.
News Talk ZB's Kerry McIver came back shortly after that to tell listeners she got the wrong end of the stick on that.
Oh, Tip Top has been owned by Aussies before in the late 90s. A Perth company bought it. Okay, so I'm now over the Tip Top being sold to the Aussies.
But is Tip Top now an Aussie brand, as Kerry McIver seemed to think? Well, in today's transnational business world, it depends which story you read. The press release announcing the deal came from the headquarters of Froneri from a place called Leeming Bar in England. And the local paper there, the Yorkshire Post, claimed Tip Top for that county. But you could also just as easily claim that Tip Top had been funneled to France or siphoned off to Switzerland. Froneri is a joint venture between the North Yorkshire-based R&R Ice Cream, which is in turn owned by a French private equity firm called PAI partners, together with the Swiss sweet maker Nestlé. R&R operates in 20 countries, including Australia, where a subsidiary called Peter's Ice Cream, the New Zealand First leader would appreciate the irony, was used to seal the deal for Froneri. And according to the Herald, that meant that the world's third largest ice cream company could bypass a potentially pesky approval by our overseas investment office. In his weekly wrap-up of business on 9 to noon on Tuesday, Rod Oram made Tip Top sound like a mere drip-drop in the global ice cream punnet.
This is where I get terribly excited about the global ice cream market. I have
Rod.
No, seriously, seriously.
Look, you need a T-shirt with that on it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Carry on.
It's been a really amazing global battle between Unilever and Nestlé for decades, and Unilever is the winner in that. It's a $5 billion US dollar business. Unilever is a €5 billion euro ice cream business around the world. And Nestlé ended up having to kind of bow out of most of that, which is why it formed a joint venture in 2016 to create Froneri.
And with companies of that scale looking to buy, it's no wonder they got their cold, dead hands on our ice cream pretty easily. But Morning Report's Susie Ferguson had a message for them from New Zealanders.
And fans of Hokey Pokey and French vanilla ice cream are warning the new owners of Tip Top not to mess with the products.
But would the new owners at Nestlé really mess with the nation's most trusted brand? Well, maybe, judging by this, 1 hour later on Morning Report.
It's 4 minutes to nine, and it's the news you've been waiting for. The old Milo is back. The slogan goes, "It's marvellous what a difference Milo makes." But in 2015... Nestlé removed the drink's vanilla flavouring and switched to sustainably sourced cocoa and palm oil. Consumers noticed the difference and voted with their taste buds and their wallets. Nestlé business manager Anna Stewart said they had ongoing feedback that Kiwis missed the old model, which will return to the shelves across New Zealand on May the 20th.
A warning from history there for Tip Top's new owners on Tuesday's Morning Report. And we won't even mention how Cadbury blew its blue-chip reputation with Kiwi consumers after the food multinational Mondelez got its hands on the brand a few years back.